Welcome to the Incite Innovation Podcast, a series designed to advance innovation, leadership, and inspire teams. Led by Cheryl Perkins, it features fresh insights and incisive guest interviews on key trends, practices, technologies, and ideas. It is available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify. Cheryl Perkins is a prominent thought leader in innovation with such credits as Business Week Magazine's Top 25 Champions of Innovation in the World and Consumer Goods Technology Magazine's Top Executives Driving Vision Within the Consumer Goods Industry. With over 20 years of experience directing growth and innovation, Cheryl currently holds the position of CEO and founder at Innovation Edge, an innovation consultancy that drives creativity and growth by transforming products, brands, and businesses. Previously, she served as Senior Vice President and Chief Innovation Officer for Kimberly-Clark, in which she ran the company's innovation and enterprise growth organizations, including research and development, engineering, design, new business, global strategic alliances, environment, safety, and regulatory affairs, and oversaw innovation processes, systems, and tools. She has 10 U.S. patents and several more pending. Every couple of weeks, we get together with Cheryl to ask her thoughts on the most important challenges and opportunities and developments facing innovation leaders today. Today, we are talking with Cheryl about one of the hottest growth areas, partnerships and ecosystems for the digital age, to see what she recommends as companies climb the ascent of collaboration and progress beyond one-to-one partnerships with single solution goals. Open innovation has grown up. What does it take to win today and in the future? First, Cheryl, what is the ascent of collaboration?
The ascent of collaboration is a maturity model we developed here at Innovation Edge. There's four levels to this model. On one end of the continuum, you start with transactional supplier interactions. As most of you know, that's a low level of maturity where you're trying to access basic capabilities from various suppliers, typically initiated within R&D or supply functions within an organization. At the next stage of the model, you move up and actually start focusing on expanding capabilities and structure. We call the second phase strategic supplier engagement, where you start setting specific goals, unmet needs, and really start measuring progress. The third level of the ascent of collaboration is partner co-development. This is a much higher level of maturity where you have shared goals, you have solid capabilities and linkages across both organizations involved in the partnership. We often see new business models as well as structure and processes that span the function as well as the two companies engaged in the partnership. The last level of the model is the alliance business development stage, where you have co-creation, often shared goals and metrics, and at sometimes even co-opetition, where you actually are cooperating with a competitor in a specific area of focus. We often see multiple partners engaged to make the ecosystem work. The roles and competencies are clearly defined. There's ultimate trust and communication throughout all levels within the organization. The third and fourth levels I just mentioned is where leaders are today, driven largely by advances within IT, as well as consumers' expectation for seamless experiences from choosing to buying to using products. Literally, the cost and time factor are prohibitive now, and price competition is intense. So there's a need for speed makes it really difficult and impossible for companies to do everything on their own. It's really important to find the right partner to get the differentiation and not focus just on incremental innovation. Incremental innovation is no longer enough.
That's really interesting, Cheryl. So what companies would you say have climbed to higher rungs and are successfully building ecosystems and building on this digital advantage?
There's many good examples out there today. Let me just highlight a few. I'll start with Kroger. Kroger's building its ecosystem on numerous fronts. Partnerships for online ordering, home delivery, meal kits, even driverless delivery. We recently wrote a blog on the Innovation Edge website where you can learn more about that if you're interested. Another example would be Nestle's. They have multiple partnerships in multiple arenas, including medicine and microbiome, healthy aging, as well as many partnerships in their distribution channels, especially the recent alliance with Starbucks. And lastly, I just want to spend a couple minutes talking about Amazon. To me, this is the most extensive and sophisticated ecosystem that exists today. Amazon's really mastered the art of make, buy, and partner decisions and the balance of organic with inorganic growth. Where the company is already dominant, which we know, warehouse, distribution, delivery, it now acquires companies that can quickly add products to its channels. For instance, by acquiring Audible, a producer of Audible books, Amazon now is able to add products and expand its influence in many new market segments. Amazon is now acquiring Ring, a startup company that makes a popular line of video camera doorbells, in $1 billion deal that could help it enmesh further into consumers' homes and lay the framework for high-tech pipeline that delivers retail goods and groceries straight to them. And last but not least, the Whole Foods acquisition. It's very symbiotic and potentially Amazon's most disruptive one to date. Amazon now has a channel for online buying and delivery, while Whole Foods has the brick-and-mortar stores that gives Amazon direct human connection, customer experience, cross-selling, and spin-off opportunities abound. It's exciting. The food industry landscape has been irrevocably changed because of this acquisition. The key here for all these examples are that they're leveraging their core strengths and choosing partners to create a unique market advantage. It's not about filling technical gaps or adding new customers. It's more about reinventing the value chain to potentially change the entire game.
Fascinating. So what would you say are some of the key success factors that companies have to consider if they're going down this route?
I think there's two that we should talk about. The first is choosing the right partners for the right opportunities. There's lots of tools out there that we have to enable partner selection. Competency grids, vetting mechanisms, identifying the white space that the right partner will be adding benefits to. A partner who can objectively and expeditiously search for solutions and acquire the right disruptive technologies and IP rights will create a significant competitive advantage. These types of partners provide a robust pipeline of new products, services, and technologies. The second one is really managing the various relationships, making sure you tailor the different goals of the parties as well as the overall goal and strategy of the unified business to meet the specific needs. Alignment among leadership around this common definition for the relationship and its goals are critical. Once you achieve that, you've achieved the second factor for success.
Yeah, interestingly, all too often you hear about partnerships that don't live up to their promise and those that fail altogether. With the added complexity of multiple partnerships and expanded ecosystems, what advice would you give?
The one thing I'd recommend is to go slow to go fast. And what I mean is lay the right foundation in order for the partnership to succeed. Determine what each partner brings to the table and what each needs. So you really need to go company by company. For example, company A owns this and needs this. Company B owns this and needs this, and so on. So you have to figure out who's bringing what and what they will own. And you really need concrete milestones as checkpoints. It's not about just getting to the end goal. It's about having the right milestones in place and checking progress along those milestones. One really bright red flag to me is not taking into account the impact of the culture. So many times I've seen a lot of issues around something being found on the outside, brought in, but not being accepted. I call that not invented here, and often that results in innovation fatigue. If the culture isn't ready, the efforts will fail. The culture and leadership must be ready to take the risk, or it's not worth investing the time and resources.
Interesting. And in this environment, do you see that there are different types of partnership models emerging?
Absolutely. We see more and more acquisitions and even competitors coming together, as I mentioned earlier, called co-opetition, to leverage their joint competencies and exploit new growth opportunities. That can be in a separate JV. It specifically could be a new business model for going to market. There's many different things emerging, and I would say that no two partnerships are alike.
Fascinating. Overall, what are the biggest trends you see, and how should the companies prepare for the future?
I think there's going to be more and more companies spinning off, forming new JVs, and focusing on their core. They are right-sizing their capabilities and knowing what they're good at and what they're not. We're seeing a lot more enterprise-wide initiatives, which is really exciting, where the board and CEO are getting involved and openly innovating with their team and external partners, and even customers. These companies are at a level 3 or level 4 in the maturity model in terms of strategy, culture, processes, and skills. We're at the start of a new era in terms of partnerships. I think you should expect to see more new business model creation as strategic partnerships for innovation continue to evolve at the corporate level.
That makes sense. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for sharing all these tips today on the ascent of collaboration and sharing these detailed examples on what companies are doing. You've been listening to the Insight Innovation Podcast, a series designed to advance innovation, leadership, and inspire teams. Led by Cheryl Perkins, it features fresh insights and incisive guest interviews on key trends, practices, technologies, and ideas. It is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.